Hachette Audio presents The Adventurer's Guide to Successful Escapes. Written by Wade Albert White. Read by Linda Henning. To the Squirrels. A sort of prologue. At St. Lupin's Institute for Perpetually Wicked and Hideously Unattractive Children, every orphan is treated with the same amount of disdain and neglect. They are each provided with one set of threadbare pants and tunic, one pair of ill-fitting shoes, and one dusty and moth-eaten overcoat. They are also fed a steady diet of gruel and allowed to bathe exactly once per month, always just before their daily shift in the coal mine. This treatment, incidentally, is consistent with the advice given in the popular self-help guide, How to Raise Orphans and Make Money. Understandably, the orphans count the days until they can depart St. Lupin's for good, and it is widely recognized that there are only three ways to leave. 1. Get adopted, perhaps by a nice family who will whisk you away to your long-dreamed-of castle on a hill, one surrounded by forests and glens, filled with interesting and friendly people, rich with history, and bright with promise and hope. The matron who runs St. Lupin's is extremely pleased with her track record in this regard, for she has successfully managed to prevent any adoptions since taking charge. 2. Reach the age of 13 and be unceremoniously kicked out on your bottom. 3. Be selected for a quest.